Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer John Wilmot. Okay, John Wilmot. Now John Wilmot was also the second Earl of Rochester. Okay, second Earl of Rochester. Aur Earl kya hota hai? Earl is just a rank. Okay, rank in nobility in the United Kingdom. Ek tarike ka designation. Now John Wilmot is famous as a poet and also as a court wit. And the most famous work that he has written is called A Satire Against Mankind. Okay, A Satire Against Mankind. This came out in 1675. Now this is a poem, okay? And this is also a kind of scathing critique, okay? Critique of rationalism and human folly, okay? Along with this, it also highlights the instinctive wisdom of animals. So on one hand, it is denouncing rationalism and human folly, and on the other hand, highlighting the wisdom, instinctual wisdom of animals. So in some ways, we can say that this work by Rochester anticipates the future works of writers like Jonathan Swift, right? Because later on, Jonathan Swift will write Gulliver Travels, right? Where he condemns humanity. Well, let's say, makes fun of humanity and praises horses or animals, okay? Then two more works of Rochester you should know about, or John Wilmot, okay? One is called The Maimed Debauchee, okay? The Maimed Debauchee. Now, The Maimed Debauchee is a heroic irony, okay? Afterwards, there is one more work by him. It's called History of Insipids. Okay, I-N-S-I-P-I-D-S, Insipids. This came out in 1676. And this is a kind of attack on the government of Charles II. Okay, now we all know that in the year 1660, the restoration of Charles II happened. But here we have a work by Rochester or John Wilmot, who is critical of the government of Charles II. Okay, but at the same time, keep in mind that John Wilmot is not a Puritan. On the contrary, his works give the impression that he is against Puritanism. And even in his lifetime, he was a very, very unconventional person and a debauchee also. So he used to engage in every kind of immoral behavior, especially sexual promiscuity. And many critics describe him as a libertine. Take a libertine. Now, libertine just means that anybody who challenges conventional morality or challenges moral principles, especially those principles related to sexuality and responsibility, use kehte hain libertine. And many critics call John Wilmot a libertine, a debauched person or a dissolute person, okay? Which of course he was in his real life. And also in his writings, you'll find a lot of eroticism, okay? So erotic themes are always there. So explicit content will be there, satirical content will be there, satirical wit will be there, okay? And he talks a lot about sexuality and social hypocrisy, okay? And keep in mind that it is also said that John Wilmot helped to establish English satiric poetry. Because most of his writings are satires. And this which I have told you, Satire Against Mankind. This is the title of the satire. Okay? Now, let me read out how a famous critic describes the life and writings of John Wilmot or the second Earl of Rochester. The one individual who epitomizes the spirit of the early restoration is John Wilmot, the Earl of Rochester. His lifestyle was more notorious than his writing. Drunk for 5 years together with sexual license of every possible variety, Rochester represented the kind of scandalous extremes of behavior which both titillate and shock proper society. The range of Rochester's poetry is considerable. He is a clear link between the later metaphysical poets, the cavalier writers of love lyrics, and the Augustans with their taste for satire. Rochester wrote in all these veins. He is a sexually explicit poet, capable of treating a subject with both delicacy and body humor. His satires are self-mocking, as is the case in the work The Maimed Debauchee, as well as critical of others. His observation of human folly is tinged both with a kind of world-weary tolerance and with vivid, if shocking, imagery. Notably, in his work, A Satire Against Reason and Mankind. The mocking comedy of Rochester is not far removed from the comic mode of the best restoration drama. And his railing against the rational is particularly damning as the Augustan age prided itself. Above all, on being rational, Rochester and the comic dramatists share a worldview that is, at the same time, able to point up enjoyment and to see its own faults. Unquote. So just keep in mind some important points which this critic pointed out, that the Earl of Rochester or John Wilmot is a sexually explicit poet, okay? And also that he is not very far removed from the comic mode of the best restoration drama. of dramatists like William Wycherley, right? Because these are Restoration era dramatists, one of the best dramatists. But at the same time, also remember, as this critic points out, that John Wilmot is also famous as a satirist, okay? Especially his satire against reason and mankind. ठीक है, ये वही वाला वर्क है. द टाइटल हियर हैज बीन कोटेड इन फुल. आई टोल्ड यू एन अब्रिज्ड वर्जन ऑफ द टाइटल. ठीक है, सो डोंट गेट कंफ्यूज्ड. सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, जस्ट रिमेंबर द इंपॉर्टेंट वर्क्स बाय जॉन विलमॉट एंड ऑल्सो द बेसिक ट्रेट्स ऑफ हिज वर्क्स. ठीक है.